Okay, Michelle, your lunch is ready. Michelle? What have we here?
I am a doggy.
Oh, you're a very pretty doggy.
Baby doggy.
Okay.
Nice dog. Go get it.
All right, but I'm not sleeping outside tonight.
Go get it. Go get it.
Predictability. The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV. Did I get delivered here? Somebody tell me, please. This old world confuses me. Clouds as mean as you've ever seen. And a bird who knows your tune. Then a little voice inside you whispers.
Which of these two dresses do you want to take on our trip to Lake Tahoe?
That one.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to those shopping years.
All right, the suitcase should be big enough for Michelle.
Okay, Jesse.
Michelle, get out of there. You're carry-on luggage.
All right, boys, I better warn you. You're not going to see me much this weekend because I'm going to spend every moment with Becky.
Jesse, this trip is for work. Rebecca and I are doing our first show on location. If this goes well, I might get more free vacations.
Well, I just hope she can keep her mind on her work, because this weekend I'm going to tell Becky the three little words that every woman wants to hear.
Honey, I'm wrong.
I love you.
Jess, I am so touched.
You and Rebecca have been gone out a long time. You haven't told her I love you yet?
You know how Becky is. She likes to take things slow, and I don't know, I didn't want to scare her off, but guys, I'm crazy about this girl, and I can't keep my feelings in any longer. This is going to be beautiful, man. I'm going to take her in my arms. I'm going to passionately look in her eyes and say, Ty, is the cab here yet?
Yeah, we got to go.
Let's go.
Lake Tahoe.
Yeah. We'll see you downstairs.
Okay. Yep.
Don't forget me.
Guys, I think you forgot something.
What are we...
Oh, Michelle. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to forget you.
I'm not mad.
Jess, I am so excited about this trip.
Yeah, me too. Rebecca, this is going to be a trip that you will never, I mean never forget.
Tell me about it. Todd Masters is going to be on our show. Jess, he is the biggest movie star I've ever interviewed. What a hunk.
We had a hank.
Okay, girls, this is your room.
All right! A TV set, a dresser, a bed, the phone, and look, curtains!
Steph, calm down. We have all this stuff at home.
Yeah, but we don't have this guy.
Sorry. Thank you, Myron.
Thank you.
Welcome to the fabulous Alibaba Hotel and Casino. I am Mr. Santana, manager of the fabulous Alibaba Hotel and Casino.
Hi, I'm Danny Tanner.
Mr. Tanner, we are thrilled to have you doing your show live from the fabulous Alibaba Hotel and Casino. Anything you and your fabulous family desires, just sign your room number. It's all free.
Everything is free? Mm-hmm. You are the nicest man in the world.
Just for that, here's a shiny silver dollar for you and you.
Dad, give this man a hug.
DG, I don't think that's really necessary.
No problem. Yes, the love never stops here at the fabulous Alibaba Hotel and Casino.
Michelle, tomorrow you will be in the fabulous Alibaba Hotel and Casino Daycare Center.
Flabulous.
And guess what? They have a TV there. So who are you going to watch tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock?
Gilligan.
Gilligan? Oh, Michelle, aren't you going to watch Daddy's show?
Gilligan, friendly.
Aw, oh, come on, Michelle. Haven't you caught on by now? They're never getting off that island.
All right, who wants a good night kiss?
Me, me, me. Me, me, me.
Me, 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 me.
All right, ready? Okay, Michelle, go give your sisters a kiss goodnight.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, Jess, let's go down to the showroom. We can still catch Harem Barum 89.
I'm not interested, Joseph. Tonight I'm going to spend the evening with Rebecca by the lake counting stars.
Jesse, don't count on Rebecca. She has to prepare for our show tomorrow.
Oh, really? Observe the power of love.
Hello?
Hello, baby. No, it's Jesse. Don't hang up.
All right, Becky, how's this sound? A romantic moonlit stroll by the lake.
Oh, Jess, it sounds wonderful.
Oh, Jess, it sounds wonderful.
All right, I'll be by your room in about 10 minutes.
Jess, I'm sorry. It's just I have to prepare my interview with Todd Masters. I'll take a rain check, though.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it over breakfast. Good night.
Actually, you know, on second thought, you do have a big show tomorrow, and I think maybe it'd be best that you stay in and get some work done. Yeah, hey, please, hey, no, don't argue with me, young lady. I mean it, okay?
Danny, do you have those notes on the Todd Masters introduction? Thanks. See you in the morning.
Who is this? Leave me alone.
Come on, Joey, let's go catch the show.
I like this one better.
Okay, Loretta's gonna check my makeup. You girls have a seat.
Wake up, San Francisco. I'm Danny Tanner.
And I'm Rebecca Donaldson.
And our guests today are George Michael, Patrick Swayze, and Tom Cruise.
And our two very special guests, Ken and Barbie.
Oh, girls, that is so cute. Actually, that's too cute. Now, out of those chairs before I'm out of a job.
Okay, we'll go play those slot machines. They look like fun.
Just a minute, honey. It's against the law to play those machines unless you're over 21. Now, why don't you and DJ have a seat right over here? This is my first live audience. I really need you guys to cheer me on.
Hey, we're there for you, babe.
Danny, I'm sorry I'm late.
Hey, Becky, where you been? We were supposed to have breakfast together.
Didn't Danny give you my message?
Not yet. Jess, Becky can't make it. She has a breakfast meeting with Todd Masters.
How could you do this to me?
Well, I've just been nervous about the show.
Not you. You.
Jess, I'm really sorry, but we'll have to talk about this later. Danny, we go on the air in less than a minute. There are a couple of notes that I have.
What's going on here?
She's just excited to meet a movie star. I mean, suppose you could spend some time with Michelle Pfeiffer. What would you do?
Becky wouldn't dare.
2, 1.
Wake up!
Wake up, San Francisco. I'm Danny Tanner.
And I'm Rebecca Donaldson. Welcome to a very special edition of Wake Up San Francisco, live from the
fabulous Alibaba Hotel and Casino.
Fabulous!
You folks are in for a very special treat. Our first guest is one of the biggest movie stars in Hollywood. I don't think I need to say anything but two words. Todd Masters.
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
Nice to see you again, Rebecca.
Oh. Ladies, I did something this morning with Todd that every woman in America fantasizes about. Oh. We ate breakfast together.
And now I know why breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Oh. Well, we'll be back with more of My Breakfast with Todd after a word from the people who pay for my breakfast.
Let's see what's going on.
Joey, see the way Becky's drooling all over Todd Masters?
I'm gonna go upstairs and join Michelle in the daycare center. Catch the last half of Gilligan.
Joey, check it out. This lady just won a ton of money.
I wish we could play.
Settle down, girls. Let me tell you something about gambling. Most of these people lose.
I don't hear anyone screaming, "I lost! I lost!"
Well, girls, stay behind the ropes and watch as I teach you how stupid it is to gamble. Girls, first rule of gambling, never be fooled by beginner's luck. Whoa, $10, all right. Yeah. Girls, second rule of gambling, don't quit while you're hot. Come on, baby, Joey needs a new pair of shoes. Orange, yes! $20 worth of juice.
Don't stop now. If you get 4 sevens, you can win $100,000.
Girls, I'm gonna go get one of those change buckets. You stay here, guard my machines with your lives. If anybody goes near it, scream, because I'm hot, I'm burning, I'm wasting time. Yes!
Oh, I can't take it. It's driving me crazy. I've gotta play that machine.
Here. Use my silver dollar.
Oh, thanks, Seth. If we win any money, I'll split it. Now, is the coast clear?
The coast is clear.
All right. Yes. Oh, yeah. It's gonna be back.
That's 1 7. That's 2 7s. That's 3 7s. Oh. Yeah!
Yes! Girls, what happened? Who won my $100,000 jackpot?
I did, with my silver dollar. We'll split it three ways.
That's up and up and down.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, we're back live from Lake Tahoe where somebody has just won the big jackpot. So, come on, Perry, we're going back into the casino. Boy, this is what live television is all about.
Dad, Joey won the jackpot!
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Joey just won. Joey! Our Joey! My Joey! Oh, my God, Perry, Joey! Joey! Joey, you won the jackpot! You won the jackpot! Yeah. Oh, sorry, Perry, sorry. Joey, you've been broke your entire life. How does it feel to win $100,000?
Well,
it feels unbelievable. I mean, not that I would know personally, but this has to be the raddest day of Joey's life.
I'm going to Disneyland.
What the heck? I'm going to fight.
Congratulations. Yes, everyone's a winner here at the fabulous Alibaba Hotel and Casino. Yes.
I'm really sorry about Danny running off with the camera like that.
Well, that's all right. I'm having fun here with you. As a matter of fact, why don't we continue our breakfast and dinner tonight?
Oh, well, thanks, Todd, but I have a boyfriend, and I'm really crazy about him.
He's a very lucky guy. I tell you what, why don't I take both of you out to dinner?
That's very sweet of you.
Great. It's a date. I'll have my driver pick you up at 7.
Whoa. What the hell's going on here? You're going out to dinner with this joker?
Jess.
No, I understand. Good-looking guy comes into town, he goes on your show, he hits on you, you're all over him like a cheap suit. I mean, this guy really that big a deal?
Whoa! Knock it off!
Jesse, please.
No, I mean, how would you like it if I hit on every incredibly gorgeous blonde that walks by me? Excuse me. Hi. I'd like to see you tonight. You can cook me dinner. I'll cook you breakfast, and in between, babe, we'll just cook.
Get out of my face, you creep.
Well, we're heading back to the stage, and nobody's here.
We'll talk about this later.
We'll talk about this now.
Oh, here they are. What a pleasant surprise, my brother-in-law, Jesse. Right in the middle of the most important broadcast of my career. Welcome, Jesse.
Thank you. How could you do this to me? This is supposed to be our weekend.
Jess, could we have this discussion during the next commercial?
No, we're talking about our relationship. It's much more important than some stupid talk show.
This is my brother-in-law, and I love him dearly. Security!
What's going through your mind? Some guy comes
to the town... You're making a fool of yourself.
Sit down, fun boy.
Jesse, Todd is right. You're making a really big mistake.
Oh, really? Good. Then this is the last mistake I make with you, because this is it. We're breaking up.
Well, fine. Then it's over.
Well, fine. And you're looking at a free man.
Oh! Well... You won't see that on Gilligan's Island.
With my share of the jackpot, I'm going to buy a ranch full of horses, a red Corvette. I'm going to buy my own jet plane. That bus takes forever to get to school.
Now, girls, when Mr. Fabulous comes in here to give me my check for $100,000, just let me do the talking.
As long as you let us do the spending.
Hey, Mr. Lucky. Oh, man, come with me into the casino and help me pick a slot machine.
Let DJ pick it. She won the jackpot. Stuffed.
DJ won? Joey, you let the girls gamble?
No, I had nothing to do with it. I was getting a money bucket.
You girls were gambling after I told you not to? I'm not happy about this at all.
Would $10,000 cheer you up?
You girls won that money illegally, and you can't accept it.
Well, there is a bright side to this. I can accept it.
You didn't really win that money either.
Well, no, not technically, but if the girls hadn't have jumped in there, the next pull would have been mine, and... Don't shake your head, no, I've got a case. Yes, I do, read my head.
Mr. Gladstone, just the gentleman I need to chat with.
Well, before you give me my $100,000, I'd like to tell you a funny story. You see, I was playing the machine and I stepped away for a minute. A second. Heck, a microsecond. Well, I told the girls here to guard my machine, which they did by putting a silver dollar over the coin slot, which... accidentally fell into the coin slot. I couldn't accept the money without clearing my conscience. But I feel great now, so lay it on me.
What's this?
A video cassette. Our security camera got a nice clean shot of the children gambling. You didn't come into the picture until many, many microseconds later.
I'm not getting the money, am I?
No. But you can keep the video cassette as a souvenir of not having won the jackpot here at the fabulous Alibaba Hotel.
Do you hate us, Joey?
No. Don't be silly, girls. I love you very much.
But we cost you $100,000. Is there any way we can make it up to you?
No, I don't think so.
Mom, I have never been so embarrassed in my life. I never want to talk to Jesse again. He is the most obstinate, pig-headed...
Becky!
Oh, Mom, that's him. I gotta go. What am I doing? Talk, I'm listening.
There's a maid, a bellhop, and some guy getting ice staring at me.
Since when does an audience bother you?
Hey, I just came by here to tell you something. It was not my fault, and the fact that we broke up is all your fault.
You're absolutely right, Jess. It is my fault. I met Todd Masters. I watched him eat scrambled eggs, and then I did the only logical thing. I threw our whole relationship out the window.
Oh, please, don't try to turn this around. You were the one who was going to dinner with this blow-dried side of beef.
You don't even know what you're talking about. There you go, shooting off your mouth.
I do know what I'm talking about.
No, you don't know what you're talking about.
Get serious. We've been going out for 6 months.
Sometimes coming to town,
you go to dinner with
me? I mean, come on.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were. Yes, you were. Let me tell you something.
What? Kissing is going to solve this. Then you've been watching too many old movies.
Oh.
And it just so happens that the blow-dried side of beef and I were going to have dinner tonight with you. And if you didn't lose your temper and act like such a jealous maniac, I could have told you that in the first place.
Oh, I'm a jerk. So what you're saying is that I broke up with you for no reason.
Well, look who just woke up.
Well, I'm sorry, Becky, but that's the way I am, okay? That's how I live my life. If I feel something, I go with it. I was feeling jealous, so I acted jealous.
Tell me about it.
I'm not the only one who acts jealous in this relationship.
Oh, when have I ever been jealous?
How about when I hit on that waitress? For a split second, right before she punched me, admit it, you were jealous.
Okay, maybe for a split second.
Okay, so how does it feel?
It was the worst split second of my life.
See, that's what I've been feeling since I got up here, Becky. Man, this was going to be the most romantic, most perfect weekend. I was going to tell you that I love you.
I love you, too.
I mean, I had it all planned out, man. We're going to take a nice walk by the lake, under the stars.
Jesse, did you hear what I said?
Yeah, you said I love you, too. You love me?
Yes.
And I love you? Wow, that means we're in love! Yes! Oh! It's about time, Becky. I gotta tell you something. I've been in love with you since the first day I saw you. We're in love! We gotta do something about this. We have to be together all the time. I never want to go through something like this again. I want to know that you're mine. Now, we're in Nevada. Let's get married.
Jess, do you know what you just said?
Yes, we're in Nevada. Let's get married. Right now, today.
I don't know what to say.
Beck Donaldson, I love you. And if anything has ever been right, it's you and me. Will you marry me?
Jesse, this is so...